Hey, got the morning show with Aaron, and in the studio I've got Julia. Good morning, Julia.
Tēnā koe, Aaron.
So we're in the middle or near the start of Neighbours Month at the moment, so you've come in to have a chat about that. Now, what's your role within that context of Neighbours Month?
Yeah, so I am the local connector for the Waikato, so yep. I work for Neighbours Aotearoa.
Yep.
Neighbours Aotearoa is a nationwide kaupapa, and so there's people like me, local connectors all over the country who yep. are activating or, yeah, launching, celebrating Neighbours Month this yeah. March.
Sorry, I'm getting a bit warm in here all of a sudden, aren't I? Just as I go into the interview, I'm starting to try and get my jacket off.
It's a hot topic.
Yeah, a hot topic. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so sorry, back to you.
No, oh, that's okay. Yeah. Neighbours Aotearoa nationwide, celebrating Neighbours in the month of March. So it used to be Neighbours Day and then Neighbours Week, and now it's a full month long of celebrating our neighbours. And
well, our neighbours are important always, aren't they?
Yes.
So, yeah.
More so now, maybe, than ever.
Yeah, well, we were just talking off the air about, we all know there's been a trend towards increased loneliness and separation, atomisation of people, but that COVID's kind of accelerated that.
Yeah, I think that the trend has been going that way for a long time. Like I mentioned, yeah, we talked about once upon a time, the kids all played on the street, and everybody knew everyone that lived on the street, and everyone felt happy to let their kids just roam around on. You know, you hear stories of people just going in and out of all the different houses, and then it's obviously been changing for a while, but I think COVID and the bubble lockdown sort of enhanced that isolation. And now, so that's, I mean, Neighbours Day and month has been going, this has been going longer than that, but it, you know, means we kind of need it extra at the moment just to get back out connecting.
Did you manage to get to Maui Dolphin Day at all? I know you just had twins a little while ago, so your life is like really busy. But
I did get there in the end, but I really wanted to take Neighbours Aotearoa and spread the word, but I didn't end up getting there in a work capacity. I just ended up going and tried to enjoy the day with my family. I gave myself a day off, but I was trying to get there to spread the word about
So I was just that was something that I was really keen, because we didn't have that for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So I was like really encouraging the organisations behind it to get it back, because I know it's a good way, it's a good thing for the community, that sort of thing.
Yeah, brings everyone together.
Yeah, but it's only one day of the year.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have that one day, but there's obviously lots more to do.
Yeah, and that is the thing in Raglan, there's lots of great initiatives already running that do bring the community together and show how the community is engaged. You know, there's already, you know, like the Tool Library and Crop Swap and Repair Cafe, and those things are already happening. So Raglan is a community that is really connected, but I think there is always more that we can do. And it's the theme actually this year is growing together.
Yeah.
So even if you already know your neighbour, you know, obviously the relations keep going and keep growing, and new people turn up in town, and you know, it's nice to, you know, share that community like spirit.
And I mean, having said that, we might be doing better in this community. I hear that there are still people who are isolated, or people who are also, I mean, they might be depressed or have anxiety and things like that, and end up being isolated because of that. And it's so that's a thing that's definitely happening out there. I've got no stats on it, but I hear.
Yeah. And people might be getting older, you know, the elderly community.
Yeah.
They can always do with extra visits, you know, even if you do know them or people they're known in the community, maybe an extra visit from their neighbour would really make their day, you know, and increase their connectedness.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we have seen, you know, there is like more loneliness, and we see that there's real health, you know, it really impacts health, loneliness. And social connection really helps health.
Isn't it meant to be worse than smoking?
Yes, for you? I've got the statistic here, I think.
Yeah, let's have it.
The mortality impact of being socially disconnected is similar to that caused by smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day.
And people, it's serious. And it's good that we're getting that connection about our emotional lives with our physical health. Like, that's an important thing to understand. And this seems like an easy, in some ways, an easy thing to well, it's clear what we have to do anyway.
Yeah, so we encourage people, you know, this month we try to make it like easy or give people an excuse to connect with their neighbours that they maybe already do, but they could do it a bit more, get to know them a bit better, or a neighbour that they don't know. It's like a little excuse, like, oh, that neighbour that moved in a few months ago and you were planning on saying hi, but you never got round to it.
Yeah.
Now's a really good excuse to be like, oh, hey, did you know it's Neighbours Month? I thought I'd just say hi and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Just trying to make it easy and fun. So we do have, it's a good moment now, I'll just talk about the Facebook event that we have.
Mm.
It's for Whangarei specifically. So Neighbours Whangarei, Raglan, first to 31st of March. It's a Facebook event that I've created specifically for Whangarei, where people can share their stories about how they're growing together with their neighbours or connecting with their neighbours this month, and being to win really great prizes from local businesses.
Yep.
So that can be everything, anything from just saying hi to a new neighbour or giving some produce over the fence or having a potluck on your street or anything. And even if it's something that you do regularly, like not just for this month, we'd love to hear about it to help inspire other people.
So people can just go to the Facebook page and just write on it what they've been doing.
Yeah, they could send a photo or they could just tell us a little story. Yeah, and then we've got great prizes. So lots of local businesses that I'd love to just give a shout out to right now.
Yeah.
So we've got vouchers from Top Cut Butchery, Aroha Sushi, La La Land, Chai Wala, The Herbal Dispensary, Trade Aid, Whangarei, and Raglan Food Co.
Mm, awesome.
Yeah, so they've all really kindly donated vouchers for this cause, and they all care about their community and want it to be a strong community, obviously. So thanks a lot to those awesome local businesses that have supported us.
Yeah.
And
I want to ask a question too about, like, some people just feel shy. Like, do you have any advice about that or any thoughts around that?
Yeah, well, I suppose we just encourage people to only do what feels right for them. And so if it is just saying hi, but I mean, I suppose if that's even too much, they could try and get someone else to help them. So maybe they already have a friend, you know, and maybe they could try and do something with a friend. We encourage people to work together, you know, don't take everything on your own shoulders to try and do something.
Yeah.
Maybe if someone's shy, but they want to do something, but also I'm here to help.
Okay.
So people can email me at julia@neighboursaotearoa.nz.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have our website, neighboursaotearoa.nz, where there's heaps of resources.
I was bringing that up and then I forgot about it.
Yeah, there's heaps of great resources. So, again, if you go to neighboursaotearoa.nz and click on I'm Taking Part, that really helps us because that helps our funding.
Oh, yeah, there we go, top right.
Yep. And also there's like resources up there. So there's stuff to help sort of, if you want to do a big event, there's resources to help you, community toolkits, there's ideas and inspiration, and you can get sort of, you can print off all these cool like invitations and like bunting.
Yeah.
And yeah, so if people are shy, yeah, they can reach out to me and I can support them, or reach out to maybe a friend or someone else that they already know in their neighborhood to help them.
Yeah.
Or just do a really tiny step that might, you could even write a note, I suppose, say, hey, I'm your neighbor, just thought I'd let you know my name and number if you ever, you know, want to.
Kids and dogs are good ways of meeting people because they're not shy. Little kids just bowl on up.
Yeah.
Well, some are. Have you got any like interesting stories from around the country or interesting, we didn't plan this, but do you know of something interesting that someone's done somewhere else?
Well, we had last year, we had a clothes swap here.
Okay.
That was pretty cool. Someone organized a clothes swap and...
That's very Raglan.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we also had last year a free garage sale.
Yeah.
And I think that be a free garage sale coming up again this year.
Cool.
Organized by a local.
Yeah.
So that's cool. All kinds of things kind of happened. You know, there was a street party in Hamilton. I suppose just one of the cool things that I remember is that like from in the past is there's a woman who, well, a person who wrote, I was really excited when I sort of heard about Neighbours Aotearoa and I was really waiting for something to happen. To get invited, and then after a few years she realized like, oh, I'm gonna have to be the person that does it.
I'm the person I've been waiting for.
Yeah. But there are lots of things that happen, and there are examples on our website again of cool stories of people starting, and then now they have a yearly events run by the street.
Right.
Yeah, picnics and.
I remember a few years ago, and this is probably a long time ago now, the streets over in Raglan West held a. Not an Olympics, because there were sack races and egg and spoon races and things like that, yeah. But they had a day like that, and each street formed teams, and there's, yeah. I don't know, four or five streets over there, I think, just that little bit of Raglan West.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. It might have been a one-off or a twice-off, but...
Yeah, well, that's kind of the... That's amazing, right?
And Yeah, and that happened spontaneously, as far as I know. I don't know if anyone was doing it for Neighbours Day.
Yeah, well, it'll be cool if we can sort of try and encourage that kind of stuff to happen again.
Yeah,
there is a thing called play streets where you can sort of work with council to shut down the streets. I don't know if they did that officially back in the day. You know, they might have just done it on their own accord.
Yeah, back in the day you could just do that if you felt like it. Yeah, just put a couple of barricades up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it would be cool. And like we were talking about, the Maui's Dolphin Day was a really awesome community initiative.
Yeah.
And to see the community out in the raft race. And Raglan does have a lot of that sort of, in its culture already and in its history, and I suppose it's just we want to really keep it going moving forward and encourage it and let the people that are new to town know, like,
yeah. I would say, even though we're probably doing better than maybe like Hambledon, for example, I still think we're a long way from where we want to be.
Yeah, there's always more that we can do,
and for what humans need, you know. We used to live in tribes, you know, where we were just surrounded by people who cared for us. And
Yeah, definitely. I agree too that there's a lot more that we can do, and we've got to just keep going, because we are a lot of our lives is very, you know, it's still separate, even if we do think, oh, I know my neighbours already. Like,
I remember one place I lived, the trees are really tall around the house and along the boundaries, and I didn't even know what my neighbours looked like.
Yeah.
So maybe we could get a bit of a tree trimming exercise. Careful how you do that. People don't like cutting down trees in Raglan, but you know,
it'll be good business for the local arborists.
Yeah, quite a lot all of a sudden. But you don't have to cut down everything, but just something, so you know, and you still want to protect your private areas, because that's a human need as well. But maybe out the front there'd be a little more access. I live down a right of way, and so our group of neighbours, we tend to see each other quite a lot. It kind of naturally kind of brings you together, rather than being along a busy street where you're all faced outward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live at the top of a, like, steep driveway, and I've got the neighbour on the left. You might have actually seen that we were in the Rag, a little article about us, and that neighbour we're really, like, we know quite well, but we're right there kind of thing, and we share the whole driveway, and then...
Yeah.
So that's really nice that we, like, know them quite well, and we share lots of stuff with them, but then our other neighbours that we know are, like, at the back of our kind of garden, because we're kind of overlooked, you know, by one on one side, and then the other... But they've been really great and shared fruit and stuff with us, and that's, you know, a really nice feeling to, like, it's not that nice that we don't have heaps of privacy. We do have some, but at least nice that you have a nice relationship with the people that live there. But then there is one house sort of down below, and we can't really access them, even though we're really close. And I have sort of wondered, like, how I could connect with them more, and sometimes it is a geological, you know, like
a geographical
geographical barrier.
Yeah, I met actually just this week, I met the neighbors behind us, but it wasn't over the fence, because they're down, like, they're levels 3 meters below ours.
Yeah.
So I met them somewhere else, and we discovered we were neighbors, so that was cool. But
sometimes
it is, and that's Raglan too, of course, with these steep properties.
And
all
I suppose
around.
That's what's great with this month, is that you could, you know, you could have a street party or something, or even like a half a street, or just the neighbours invite the closest letterboxes, because we're like that as well. We've got other people right next to us, but they're all the way up another part of the hill, you know, so we don't actually see them ever, but they're pretty close to us.
There's also those it's not called Neighbourhood Watch anymore, that the police do, Neighbourhood Support.
Yeah,
I know that's probably nothing to do with you, what you're doing, but that I know that sometimes that does bring little groups of people together a little bit.
Yeah, I think that Neighbourhood Support Nationwide was sort of at the beginning of the creation of Neighbours Day.
Yeah.
They were sort of part of the steering committee or something like that at the very beginning, but now we are quite separate entities, and I suppose they are doing sort of, they're really about, like, it's
security, basically.
Yeah, we're
isn't
like
it?
Community building, you know. Yeah. We're a community development initiative.
But security does come with community as well.
Yeah, well, it's a natural sort of response to building community is people feeling safer, and the resilience grows in the community as well.
Yeah, so that's the research that shows that, isn't it?
Yeah. There is proven impacts of resilience and safety, as well as all the other, you know, proven benefits of well-being and health increases. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that is, like I was saying, it's, you know, important for these times in a way, you know? It's like kind of like the extreme weather events and stuff, you know, it's like can feel nice to be really like knowing your neighbors, you know, and makes a community more resilient if everyone knows everybody. So yeah, that's a part of it too.
Check in if they've still got their roof and things like that.
Yeah, and you know, if you know you've got an elderly neighbor, just check in to make sure they're okay and got everything they need. If there's a power cut, I suppose, or something, or
Yeah, and it's actually one of the challenges we have in this community, especially for our elderly people, is if they lived in Raglan their whole life and they lived on a hill and the view was great, and then they get mobility issues as they get older.
Mm.
People have told me that is a problem that we face here. So
yeah,
something to think about as well.
Yeah, so I suppose that's a nice thing, just going in and checking up on people, you know, that, and maybe something that we did more of once upon a time when we didn't all have phones and the internet and stuff.
So many distractions.
Yeah, and nowadays I suppose young people might check up on each other on the phone, but older people that aren't on, you know, don't have a cell phone or not on Facebook or something, they might be a bit left out of those modern ways of checking in with people.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I wanted to ask you, Julia, why you particularly got so heavily involved in this, because we just mentioned you've got twins. How old are the twins?
5 months.
5 months. So you're in a really, really busy phase of life, but still you're involved with this. You're the regional coordinator for Neighbours Aotearoa.
Yeah.
So what for you, what's the motivation?
I suppose I'm really passionate. I have a history of working in community gardens.
Yeah.
And that was when I did my study. I suppose I was like really into, you know, the environment, and I was doing environment studies. But when I came out of it, I was like, social, you know, community is the key, kind of working together in community and working together in community gardens. For me, I learned, well, like, I was like, whoa, this is the answer to everything, you know. And I was young and like, there's so many problems, and then I was like, well, community gardens are the answer because they have all these social benefits as well as environmental benefits. And so I suppose it's just led on from that, and now I work, and I did this last year, this job of community connector for Neighbours Aotearoa in the Waikato. And so I suppose I just really believe in it, you know. I'm really passionate about it, and I kind of, I love it, you know. I really enjoy getting to know the community and, you know, just working with the people that I do know in the community. And, yeah, I just really believe in it. Like, I think the way forward. And I suppose I want it for myself. Like, I have that feeling, like, I want that tribe, you know, and I want to live in a community that's really well connected. And I want to feel safe to let my kid, like, play on the road with, you know, my kids. And
is it a road that would be safe? Some roads are not safe, but
no, it's not at the moment. It's not one of those roads. But
I remember there was one place I lived when I was between 5 and 9, I think, over Wainui Beach, just out of Gisborne. And the roads were really little roads. Barely, two cars could barely drive past each other on it. And so we were just given the run of the place. Because I'm in my early 50s, so that was the late 70s that we were doing that.
Yeah. And well, I live on Cross Street.
Oh, yeah. You know,
so next to the rugby field.
Oh, there's no footpath there, is there? Yeah. I used to live down Cross Street when we first arrived in Raglan, so yeah.
Yeah, there's no footpath, and people like zoom around the corners quite often, you know.
You can't see clearly.
So it's
like a slalom, that street.
like
a slalom. If you're into speeding, it's great because you can hoon around the corners.
Yeah, I didn't know that was an official name.
Oh, slalom. I'm calling it that, like you know, the skiers do at the Winter Olympics. Yeah, I just think it's the kind of street that kind of people who get thrills from driving get a thrill from that street, which is not good for.
No, but anyway, you know, it's about like just, I'm really passionate about being in a community that knows, you know, that has that sense of resilience and safety, and you know, looking after, everyone looks after the kids, you know, like I really, yeah. And Raglan has that to an extent, you know, but it's just, I suppose I've got really young kids and I want to keep that yeah. being a thing, you know, and I suppose lots of new people are moving in and I, like, I want that to be the culture, you know, still for my kids growing
yeah,
up, that
yeah.
the kids are looked after by the community.
For people who have just moved here, what are the things that you, if they want to reach out to the community, you know, just start making connections into the community, what's the, what are ways of doing that?
Well, you know, I haven't been here for so very long myself, yeah. but I suppose for me, it's just I've joined in some of those things. Like I'm a, I go to the Tool library,
yeah.
which is really great, and I go to the crop swap.
Yeah.
You go to the local library a lot. I suppose I've got young kids, so it gets me out as well to those things.
So like, there's still like, oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, you yeah. go.
Well, I was going to say, is there still like Plunkett groups and...
Yeah, I go to Play Centre on a Wednesday. Yeah. I don't often make it. There's a play group on Friday, but I don't always make it to that. Yeah, you yeah. know, it's like, can we make it out? But I did go to the play centre with my older son who's now at kindy, but now I sometimes take, I've taken the babies once when I'm just like, it's going to be better for me if I get out with the babies and I know there'll be mothers there that'll like help me hold a baby.
Yeah.
So there is play groups, you know, so it's kind of easier if you've got younger kids in a way because there's like, you know, there's play centre and play group and they have like toddler mornings at the library, Lego mornings at the library.
Yeah.
But there's also, if you don't have kids, like, yeah, I love crop swap. That really, like, my partner laughs at me because I, like, I get home so happy from the crop swap because I suppose that's part of my, like, really loving community building and the environment kind of thing. And that's one of those places where, for me, it feels you're really, like, winning and you're really, like, solving all the solutions when you go and meet in community and share food that everyone's grown in their backyard.
That's doing all the stuff that you wanted when you first discovered community gardens. It's yeah. like it's doing all those things.
Yeah, like you're building social connections, which is healthy for you, you know, getting out of your house, and then you're like, people are just growing, sharing the abundance of food that's grown in their backyard.
And I've heard people say that, like if they haven't got babies, that Time Bank is a really good way of getting connections into the community.
Yes, so, also, I'm a Time Bank member as well.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. It's another one of those.
Have you got time to do anything?
No, I have been meaning to put it up on the Time Bank asking for, like, if anyone wants to come and jiggle my babies, or I've been meaning to put it up asking for support, or put it up as, like, a, you know, there's, like, health benefits of holding babies, so I could put it as, like, a...
you're contributing to their lives.
Yeah.
While also contributing to yours.
Yeah.
It's a challenging with twins. It was challenging with one baby, as I remember. So.
Yeah, but Time Bank is a great one as well. That's out there and for social connection. You know, they have like a monthly meetup, I think, you know, which is nice.
Yeah, they do that as well. Yeah.
I went along one morning and talked about Neighbours Month, and it was just really nice to be there with a group of community-minded people.
Something also I found when the kids got a bit older and started playing sport is that the conversations on the sideline at kids' sport can often take quite a meaningful turn as well. It can just be superficial stuff as well, but sometimes not. Sometimes, things just happen because there's no pressure for it to happen in a situation like that. So sometimes it makes it easier.
Yeah, I haven't got there yet. My son's just turning 4, even though he's wanted to play soccer for ages. He can only just register. So I'm looking forward to joining in with that. But I had in the past just been there because he really wanted to play and would be down at Papahua and he'd see the soccer and try and run in. And just meeting mums there, I can imagine, like, I even met some mums in that time who I still, like, you know, say hi to and talk to around when I see them around town. And I think it is definitely, like, a kind of community building that's happening on the side of those fields as well as on the field with the kids.
Yeah, and it's kind of a common space. There's no pressure. And it's just whatever will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can just happen.
Yeah, and that's, I suppose, what we hope to increase those kind of activities with Neighbours.
Yeah, we should return to Neighbours Month. Yeah, the point of the conversation, main point of the conversation,
Is that it is happening naturally in a lot of ways, but it would be nice, if people can create that kind of thing by having, like, a picnic. If you don't want to invite people to your house, maybe you could have a picnic or even, like, a meet-up at a local cafe and invite people on your street. Maybe if you don't know, you don't want to invite them to your house, but you could say, hey, should we all go and have a coffee together on Saturday morning? So So there's that like neutral ground to make it more comfortable than like if you don't really want to invite all your neighbours into your own home. I wouldn't. It's really messy, you know, my house. So I would just like to put out that again, the Neighbours Whangaroa Facebook event.
Yes.
Neighbours Whangaroa 1st to 31st of March, where we'd really love people to share stories of how they do connect with their neighbours. What even if they've been doing it for a long time, let us know on their Facebook event with a little story or a photo to inspire other people and go be in to win these great prizes from these awesome local businesses that have supported us.
Yeah.
Or if you're like meeting your neighbor for the first time because you've been inspired, like please let us know. We really want to give away these prizes.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to, the businesses were like really awesome to just donate to us.
Yeah.
So, thanks again to those businesses. But we also have the website, neighboursaoteroa.nz, where there's so many resources, inspiration.
Like ideas.
Ideas. Yeah. And if people go on and then click I'm taking part, it's really great for us to see like how many people are engaging with the project and helps us get funding. And then it also can connect you with like me if you want. For example, my email address again is julia@neighboursaoteroa.nz.
Okay. Well, that's, so we got into a conversation about what there is around here, but I do firmly believe that this, even for a town like ours, it's still a big issue. We're nowhere near what at the level of connection that human beings need for everyone in our community. Not at all.
Yeah, and I suppose there are people in the community who are much less connected than others, eh? And it's about bringing everyone along,
Alrighty, well look, Julia, thank you heaps for coming in, and I know we're going to talk to you more on this topic later on sometime, I don't know, the next few weeks or something.
Be great. We'll come back and keep the conversation going.
Okay, awesome, thanks for coming in.